This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Kim Yo-jong, the sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and a powerful official herself, said on Tuesday South Korea and the United States will face even greater security threats for going ahead with scheduled joint military drills this week. The Yonhap News Agency reported Monday South Korea and the United States begin preliminary military drills on Tuesday. They are going ahead despite nuclear-armed North Korea's recent warnings. The exercises would set back progress in improving inter-Korean relations. The United States stations around 28,000 troops in South Korea as a legacy of the 1950s Korean War, which did not end in a peace deal, leaving the peninsula in a technical state of war. Joint military exercises have been scaled back in recent years to help with talks aimed at dismantling Pyongyang's nuclear and missile programs in return for U.S. sanctions relief, but recent negotiations collapsed in 2019. Mexican President Andres Manuel López Obrador said he and U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris held a productive call on Monday about immigration, the U.S.-Mexico border, and the battle against COVID-19. A senior U.S. official said before the call, Washington was planning to send more COVID-19 vaccines to Mexico, potentially from multiple manufacturers, including Moderna and AstraZeneca. The official says the U.S. has already lent a few million vaccine doses to Mexico and would be sharing more with it than any other country, reflecting the importance it attached to the bilateral relationship. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. The U.S. Justice Department said Monday it would work toward providing families of victims of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks with more information about events leading up to the attacks as part of a federal lawsuit that aims to hold the Saudi government accountable. It follows longstanding criticism from relatives of those killed accusing the U.S. government of withholding crucial details from them. Almost 2,000 families, victims, and first responders objected in a letter last week to President Joe Biden's attendance at September 11th memorial events if key documents remain classified. The Saudi government has long denied any connection to the attacks that killed thousands of Americans when four planes were hijacked and two crashed into twin New York skyscrapers. U.S. officials have investigated ties between Saudi nationals and some of the airplane hijackers, but have not established that its government was directly involved. Coronavirus cases and hospitalizations in the United States are at a six-month high, fueled by the rapid spread of the Delta variant across the country that's now grappling with low vaccination rates. Nationwide, COVID-19 cases have averaged 100,000 for 3 days in a row, up 35% over the past week, according to a Reuters tally of public health data. Three states, Louisiana, Florida, and Arkansas, reported the most new cases in the past week based on population. Hospitalizations rose 40%, and deaths, a lagging indicator, registered an 18% uptick in the past week. Data from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention shows Florida set a new single-day record with more than 28,000 cases on Sunday. The number of children hospitalized with COVID-19 is also rising across the country, a trend health experts attribute to the Delta variant being more likely to infect children than the original Alpha strain. Greece's prime minister apologized on Monday for failures in tackling the devastating wildfires that have burned across the country for the past week. Many parts of Greece are burning for a seventh day. The biggest blaze on Evia, the second biggest Greek island located just off the mainland east of Athens. More than 500 fires have been burning across Greece, forcing the evacuation of dozens of villages and thousands of people, and there has been growing public anger at delays and breakdowns in the government's response. The prime minister went on television late on Monday to make a public apology and promised mistakes would be identified and fixed. The fires broke out last week during Greece's worst heat wave in three decades. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.